This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this wonderful, absolutely wonderful Wednesday, October 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. What am I so excited about? The Detroit Tigers are back home. Comerica Park sold out. They are even selling on the website the last few remaining stand-up only seats out in right field. Absolutely going to be a packed house. Amazing. Hoping the weather holds up. 3 o'clock today, tied 1-1 with the Cleveland Guardians for the American League Central Division's title. If they are able to take two more games, the next two, which are going to be played at home at Comerica Park, they will knock out the first place team, Cleveland. Cleveland won the division outright. They got a pass in the first round of wild card playoffs. Tigers swept the Houston Astros, knocked the previous World Series champions out. They lost the first game in Cleveland to 7-0, came back to get a dramatic victory in game two. Kerry Carpenter, two out in the top of the ninth, down to the last pitch. I thought the count was 3-1. Actually, it was 3-2. The fantastic closer Cleveland has hung a curveball, and Kerry Carpenter didn't miss it. Boomed it into the right field seats. Runners on first and third. They scored the three runs in the top of the ninth. Brisky came in and closed it out, and they won. So now they come home, and they get two games at home. So, pretty interesting. Meanwhile, Kansas City Royals are taking on the New York Yankees. That series tied up 1-1 as well. So it's going to be great baseball starting today at 3 o'clock. And I plan to watch the game, and this is going to be very, very interesting. Who's going to be the starting pitcher? Well, nobody knows yet. A.J. Hinch has been doing this fantastic job of having relievers, openers, people coming in from the bullpen, using all hands on deck, because basically they only have one real starter in Tarek Skubal. So it's going to be very interesting. Game at 3 o'clock today. Watch it if you can. Enjoy it. first time Tigers have been playing baseball in October in about 10 years. So it's exciting. Back to Jeff's going to be in the house. Ask the vet any questions you have. Text me 231-360-5140. I've got one for Dr. Jeff right out of the box. Hopefully, if you have any questions, I know a couple of you had questions for him last week. We didn't get to those. So re-text them to me. Put them in the top of my inbox on my phone, and we'll be able to get those questions asked as Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, coming on in the next segment. The U.S. Senate debate was last night. Pretty combative. We're going to be talking about that today as well, and other things happening in Lansing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us now in this segment is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I have a follow-up question regarding Mr. Snoop.
Sure.
The skunk smell is still lingering. But the poor boy, maybe 2-3 times a day throughout the day, especially at night when we go to bed, he gets in his bed. He hacks. He coughs this big hacking. And coming out of his mouth is that very strong skunk oil scent. Did he get some down into his throat when that skunk squared at him right in the face?
He might have. Did the coughing start after the skunk adventure?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet he got blasted and might have inhaled a little bit of it or got some of it down his throat.
Yes.
Eating
can
okay.
Can I give him Pepsi? Can I give him some kind of concoction of baking soda and stuff? What can I do to neutralize whatever went down his throat?
That one is going to be time, you know.
Okay.
Because it can be caustic, it can be irritating. Still eating okay and acting fine and everything.
Eating, drinking water, going into the bathroom, great, no problems there. He doesn't have diarrhea or anything like that. Okay. Been monitoring him pretty closely, but he'll come in, he'll get his treat, you know, for going to the bathroom and coming right back to the house. You know, he doesn't wander out onto the golf course anymore. He's getting a little older. Kind of an interesting thing on that. We had bought some flowering bushes that were on sale here at the fall sale at the local nursery. And I put them in. I planted them for Miss Vicky in her little garden area. I was standing out there watering them. And a deer walked up on the green right behind their house on the Agamine Golf Course.
Oh, wow.
And it does. It happens. It's a common occurrence.
Yeah.
We have a herd in our backyard. And he just stood there and looked at the deer. The deer looked at him. And I said, "What is that, buddy?" And he just looked over at me like, "It's a deer, dummy." You know, and then he looked back at the deer. And but he didn't chase him. So
yeah.
We're getting, I think, old man is starting to set in, and he's not as rambunctious as he was when he was a younger boy.
Yep.
But this skunk thing, I'm just concerned about it, and I've had other people text me about this in the past. So basically you're saying it will just work its way through a system.
Yeah, that's just what's going to have to happen. Because what happens, like I said, is that stuff bonds, especially to proteins, very well. And you're just going to have to wait for the cells to turn over. Because our cells are turning over all the time.
Sure.
You know, cells are dying off. And then, you know, we have new liver cells or skin cells or whatever are growing and replacing them. So, yeah, I think it's just going to be time. Long as he's still acting okay, the only thing I would be a little concerned is that you might wind up, because it can be irritating, you might wind up with a little bit, maybe a secondary bacterial infection or something because it's irritated. So as long as it's not getting worse, and he's not coughing up like green stuff, then, you know, I'd probably just kind of ride it out a little bit.
Okay.
Usually I would think this was, a week ago?
Probably
give another week, and if he's still doing it, probably wouldn't hurt to look at him and just to see. Maybe, because we're also making the assumption that it is related to the skunk, where it might just be coincidental, too. Now he's actually, because I would expect in 2 weeks the skunk to be gone, and if he's still doing it, then, okay, we better make sure there's nothing else, you know, starting, and then we're, you know, just attributing it to the skunk where he did get bronchitis or something. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. I got another, let's see. I'm just going to read the question.
Sure.
Considering, giving Dr. Jeff a call to become our horse doctor.
Okay.
How does that work? Do we have to bring the animals in, or is he still making farm calls? We live just outside of Rudyard.
Oh, yeah. No, we're still doing farm calls. Right now I'm still doing farm calls Thursday afternoons. is when I do them. And just call in and make an appointment. Speaking of horses, I do have the stocks anchored them into the concrete yesterday, so they're ready and good to go, so we can actually bring horses right into the clinic now, and that's going to certainly allow us to do better or more advanced procedures and stuff here, a little bit more surgeries that we could do here in the hospital. That, you know, like I've had a couple people ask me, because sometimes you have to take a, you know, like you have to take an eye out of a dog, sometimes you have to do it on a horse. Well, now we've got a facility, we can do stuff like that. We can bring them in, we can do full lameness evaluations with joint blocks and nerve blocks and all that stuff, and dental x-rays, and, you know, really, really stepping the game up on that.
Okay, so the stocks are actually in, mounted, ready to go.
Yep.
Okay, very good, good, good. So let's see if he responds to that question, whether he wants to set up a farm appointment. Obviously, there's travel involved, you know, expenses for getting you to the farm. Do you charge like a flat rate, like a visit based on you actually going there, and then based on how much time and whatever prescriptions or drugs you have to give the horse? Is that basically how you charge for a farm visit?
Yeah, you have you have a farm call, which is basically travel time.
Sure.
And then, you know, when we get there, then there's, you know, and then whatever we do when we're there. Now, one thing that can help is if you can get three or four people into one. And I've had people, especially people live further away, like Newberry area. If you get three or four people there with horses at one spot, it's only, I only drove one place. It's one farm call. So, and then they can, and then we'll split the farm call between
Among the number of owners there. Excellent, excellent. What I'm saying is that would help expedite your time, and therefore you're being reasonable with the folks. You're not charging them each one a farm call. They're sharing it.
Yeah, the farm call basically pays for the use of the truck to drive. You know, you got insurance and oil and, you know, everything
that goes along
with the truck.
Yeah,
And so if I only drive it from point A to point B, and there's four horses there, you know, now don't get me wrong, I like making money, but at some point it's like you don't want to, you know,
work you people be forward over to everybody.
Yeah,
sure.
If I only drove to one spot, then okay, one farm call, and then
very good.
Split up. Yep.
Okay. Oh yeah, he said he's going to reach out to a couple of his friends. They own horses as well. And see if they need a farm call. Maybe they can bring them all over to his place, or he can bring them to theirs. And excellent, excellent. You're leaving this afternoon, going for some cardiology training. Yep. What is that all about?
Well, so like I said last time, is we have to have so many CE hours every 3 years or whatever when we do our renewal of our licenses. And so that's why I was
continuing education.
Yeah, continuing education. So that's why I was in Vegas, or no, I was in Fort Worth,
Texas.
Oh, really nice. Never been to Fort Worth before. I want to go back. It was great. Went down to the stockyard, watched the rodeo down there. It was great. But
they
now
have real rodeos down in Texas.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was, and it was awesome. It was just a whole show. It was just a whole experience. It's kind of funny because, you know, because I was down there with my technician, George, who's really starting to get into the Western lifestyle thing. And of course, you know, my wife, Marcy, went with me, and we're like, come on, we're going to rodeo. And she's like, hey, I don't know if I want to go. You know, it'll be boring. Boy, I took her. She's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And
people have told me that live in Texas, they said it's almost like going to a carnival.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It's and family oriented. I mean, you have any other sport where they come out, and the two things that will happen at every rodeo, and I don't care, we were in Gaylord, I don't care where you're at, you're going to come out, they're going to bring the flag out, they're going to play the Star Spangled Banner, everybody's going to have their hats off, and they're going to pray. It happens every rodeo. I mean, you can't get a more American sport than that.
Experience, absolutely. So Eddie, now you're heading off for cardiology training.
Yep. So
what do you expect that to be?
Well, that's going to be pretty intensive. So it's going to be cardiology and also using the ultrasound, because I do a lot of cardiac. We'd have several ultrasound units around here, and I do a fair amount of cardiac evaluation, you know, using that. And this is just going to help me be able to take that, because this it's got a lot of buttons on it, and I'm still learning what all the buttons do. Sure. And so it is, you know, I know how to use it, you know, with what I've been trained so far. I can use it. We can get some pretty good answers and do a good job. Well, now this is hopefully going to be able to take me to that next level where now people aren't going to have to go down to Michigan State or something like that, because there's things in this ultrasound. Like I said, I've played with a little bit, but I got to learn, have somebody help me learn how to use it correctly. Because that thing can do all kinds of amazing stuff, measuring blood flow velocities and things like that. Usually, and what I tell people too, when we do a cardiology workup, I like taking x-rays, because x-rays show me the shape of the heart. Okay. So, okay, is it bigger? Is it smaller? Where is it at? How does it look? But the ultrasound lets me look, it's like a movie, lets me look inside the heart, lets me look at the chambers, and I can see how the heart is actually in real time operating. And this unit here has Doppler on it, or what they call color flow Doppler. So I can pop this up, and if there's a heart murmur or if there's a turbulent blood flow or something, I can actually throw this up on the screen, and I can see the blood flow. I go, oh, there's your problem. There's the problem. And the next step is where it's got pulse wave Doppler and continuous wave Doppler, which are the two I still not quite sure how to, I'm learning how to use. That's why I'm going down. And sure, that'll tell me how bad is the murmur or how bad's the jet, and just really help you get a lot of information to decide how to handle these cases.
Now, what animals do you normally use this heart equipment on?
I have used it on cats and dogs and horses. And in school, we did some cattle, some older cows. And so, yeah, you can use it on anything. Haven't used it on a lizard yet. I used it on a hamster. This is years ago. When I was just starting to learn it, we had a hamster come in when I worked in Battle Creek, and I look at this thing and like, what's, you know, first of all, you're like, oh my God, it's a hamster. What do I do with it? And then you got to stop and think, no, it's a mammal, you know, just like everything else. And I looked at this thing and I go, you know what? If this was a dog, I'd say this thing had heart failure. And that's when you excuse yourself. Excuse me, I'll be right back. So you go back, grab the book, you know, free Google, flip, flip, flip. Oh, wow, hamsters can get they can get heart failure. So I went back and like, I know what's wrong with you. So we put a little probe on it, and you could tell, and went ahead and treated him, and he lived for another year, which is a long time for a hamster.
Sure. So,
but, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, safe travels to that. He did text me back. He's talked to one neighbor already, and they're in.
All right.
So we've got two horses possibly at one location for you.
Good.
So very good, good, good. So you'll be back next Wednesday?
I will probably not. No, I won't be back Wednesday. We're flying out on Wednesday, so it won't be till Thursday. So I'm...
Do you want to move it to Thursday? I get a lot of questions for you, or do you want Megan to step in for you? How do you want to handle that?
Yeah, we could bump it to Thursday.
Okay, yeah, because I'd like to get field report while it's fresh.
Yep.
You come back from the training. So, again, the phone number, folks, 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone for Sioux Animal Hospital, Dr. Jeff. Safe travels, man. We'll talk to you Thursday.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.